Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
First of all, Dennis, I'm Bubba. Nice to meet you. And we got a lot of common friends.
I know Terry S.
And we the late Carlini.
I know Terry.
Yeah.
Hold on. Are we on?
Yeah, we're on. We're live.
My God.
We're live.
Are we ready?
Dennis Rodman, ladies and gentlemen, with a hot blonde on his lap. That's how he rolls.
I have a cigar in my hand. Guess what? It's the same color as... Hello.
Hi.
I could talk to this guy for hours. All right. He's got all kinds of things. Now, are you hungry? Because we catered in today. Are you hungry?
That's what I'm saying. You know what? I saw all the guys chicken. In the kitchen. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, chicken?
The best.
Is it's that amazing?
Grilled chicken.
What do you guys think, guys?
We have it every
chicken?
Friday.
Oh, you got to get some chicken.
Oh, that's what,
and we're not trying to be racial because I eat the hell out of it. It's my favorite thing on Friday.
You know Terry, right?
Hogan, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's your best friend, right?
Best man at my wedding.
Hey, guess what? You got in trouble on the radio when he was doing it with his son.
Yeah.
He went to jail, right? Mm-hmm. Guess what? You stood up, and guess what, guy? Applause to you, sir.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Applause to you, sir. You know,
I was one of the only people. I was the only people in the media that didn't bury him. I was like, "That's my boy."
No. Hulk is good.
You wrestle Hulk.
I did. Oh, back in the day.
Yeah, but how much did you enjoy the wrestling stuff? Honestly, was it fun for you?
Am I talking to you?
Yeah, you're talking to me. You're insane, aren't you?
You are insane.
I love it.
Dennis, how old are you now, Dennis?
I'm 47.
40? No, you're not. You're such a liar. Well, you're not 47.
I think he was on the Pistons teams back in the 80s.
I'm 47 with 10 inches.
Are you really 47? Are you really 47?
Wow.
Did you guys hook up last night? Did you guys have relations last night?
You can answer that one. He's not very happy with me.
What do you mean?
You held out?
I did.
You held out on the worm?
You did?
Hold on. Worm.
How dare you?
Worm.
Hey, Bubba.
What kind of game you got, Worm?
Hey, Bubba, seriously. Guess what? She has a... I swear to God,
I saw it.
I was right there. I was so there, damn it. And guess what? I was there. I was
Billy, your mic's on if you want to interject here, Billy.
Okay, so Billy, I was there at your house. In your house, Billy. I'm staying at your house right now. You know it, right?
Which means, by the way, Dennis, you know this? If you're staying at his house, that means you're 3 doors down from my house. I live 3 doors down from him. Wait till you see my wife.
Might want to keep her away from me.
Wait, you see Richard Fabrizi's our other next door neighbor's wife. That's like Orange County housewives in that neighborhood.
Ooh, wow.
Pull up mylittlepetproject.com so he can see a picture of Heather. He'll freak out when he sees my wife.
Are you kidding me?
Almost as pretty as that blonde you have there. I'll tell you that right now.
God,
and
wow.
And my wife likes girls. Maybe they can get a little pile going on or something.
Oh my God, my wife likes girls too. Yeah. She's in California.
Are you married right now as we speak?
No, I'm not married, bro. I learned my lesson last year.
Now, who's the last person? Now, Rodman, who was the last person you were officially married to?
Michelle Moyer.
And how long did that last?
Beautiful.
About 5 years. You know what? Billy right here, you know what? Me and Billy goes a long way, bro.
Billy goes back with everybody.
Oh, my God. Billy is like the man, man. He's the man, man. For like 20 years, Micah Peters, him, boom, all these guys like gangsters. Guess what? But Billy persevere doing one thing right now. I'm staying in his house right now, guys. Come on to the house and do one thing. Let's go 3 doors down and do Bubba's wife.
I think you better call Heather first.
Hey, Bubba, how about Bubba?
She likes eccentric, man. She likes me. She likes us. You know, you're very eccentric. You're crazy like me in a different way. I'm not 6'8" black and
you're funny, but
hung like you are.
Hey, Bubba, guess what?
Sick.
Today I'm going affliction.
You're going fishing.
No, affliction.
Oh, you're going to affliction.
Going to fishing.
I'm going to fishing, honey.
You're going to affliction?
Affliction.
Yeah, that's Randy Couture's clothing line.
Right.
Affliction. No, that's he kind of owns it. You know, I'm trying to take it over.
You're going to take it over?
Oh, yes, you know what, guys?
You thinking about getting an MMA?
So, that's a question. Seriously, I'm really disturbed right now.
What's wrong with
that? You know, guess what?
What?
Tonight, honey, we're going to have sex.
What's her first name? What's her first name? Does she have a first name?
I do. Most people do. Mine's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. You know, hi. Dennis asked a very poignant question. Is he going to be able to have relations with you tonight? Is he going to be able to have sex with you tonight?
I'm not sure yet.
Well, I mean, how can you hold off? I mean, you got a guy like the Worm up in here, man, in the mix.
The Worm? What is that?
Well,
we'll tell you in a bit.
We'll tell you. We'll
is that Brad?
It's Todd. Our boy Todd.
Oh, Todd from the guitar player from Three Doors Down. Let me get a hold of him right now, real fast, and then back with the Worm here in a second. What's up, Todd?
What's going on, guys?
Now, you guys down in South Florida as we speak?
Yes, we are, man. Heading you guys' way, man.
Now, Todd, are you a big basketball fan from back in the day?
You know what? I'm more of a football guy, man, than basketball.
Well, I know we have a guy in the studio this morning. I know that you heard of him, Dennis Rodman.
Oh, Dennis is there?
Yeah, what's up, baby? How you doing,
what's
brother?
Up, Dennis, how you doing, man?
What's up, baby? All up, baby. It's all up. You know what? I'm with Bubba right now here in Tampa. It's kind of loud, right? St. Petersburg, goddamn! You're ready to rock!
Why this guy doesn't have his own reality show, I don't have any idea. You guys are leaving millions of dollars on the table with this guy. I'm telling you that right now.
He's a star, man.
Yeah, Three Doors, man. You guys are on a tear. How you been doing, Todd? Everything good with you?
Man, I'm doing great, man. We're having a ball out here touring again, man. Everything's good. The record's great. We're just having a ball, man. Just out here doing what we do. And, you know, man, just try to have as much fun as we can, bro.
Dennis, I know you are unbelievable at talent, basketball, what have not. But I want to see your interview skills because you can BS with the best of them. So this is Todd. He's the lead guitar player for Three Doors Down. They got a big gig tonight in South Florida and then one here tomorrow. So that's the data that you need. Let's see you do an interview. Dennis Rodman style. Go ahead.
Hey, Todd. Wow, this is Dennis.
No,
I know, baby. Hey, Todd, you know what, dude? Seriously, I love your music, guys. You know what? Back in the day, you guys were very hot, and now you guys came back up again. So, what is the resurgence right now for you guys' record right now?
I'm sorry, Dennis. What'd you say, man?
he's an old white boy from Mississippi. He don't know Detroit talk, man. He don't know.
Look, let me translate for you. He's asking.
Speak a little more white.
He's asking.
Speak a little more white.
What's the reason for the resurgence of your record right now?
Yeah. Resurgence.
Yeah. What's the reason for your resurgence? That's a lot. That's a lot coming out of Dennis.
That's a great question, man.
Hello. How about that?
Man, you know what? I guess it'd be just to have a good time, man.
That's what I'm saying, baby.
Get back on the road, make some money.
You guys have records.
Yeah,
you guys
have a good time. And women. A lot of women.
Hey, Ty. Hey, guy. You know what? Guess what? I have one good-looking Russian girl right here. God darn it. It's going to be loud right now.
I'm talking about something about her having sex with somebody.
That's what I'm talking about, brother. Are you brother rock or what?
Now, Todd, am I insinuating that you're single nowadays? What's going on with that?
Hey, Bubba's wife single, got Three Doors Down.
I'm single, fine, free, baby.
What's that? What's that, Todd? What's that, buddy?
I'm single and fine, free, baby. I want them all.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Guess what? Bubba's wife's free. She's Three Doors Down. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. He just told me that earlier.
Hey, Todd, if you're single tomorrow night, my man, I'm taking you out, bro.
Todd, are you really?
Indeed.
Are you really single, Todd? Honestly.
Yeah.
That's a change of pace.
I'm trying to mess with them all, man.
He's putting it out there.
Oh, let's party tomorrow night, then, bud.
Yeah, tomorrow night, man.
We don't cuddle women around here.
Exactly. Hey, Todd, man, I'll shout out you. I'll shout out you some other time, bud.
Yeah, man. Let's all get together, man.
You got it. Hey, good talking to you, buddy. Good. Tell Brad and the boys we said hi.
I sure will. You guys take it easy.
Hey, Todd, I'm going to call you. I'll call you later on today.
All right, man. Do that, Spice.
All right, man.
All right, now listen. Here's what we're going to do now. Spice, I want to hand it over to Billy or the handler because I want to get all the business.
Hey, Bubba. Yes. Hey, Bubba. You know what, dude? Seriously, look at me.
Yes, Worm. Go ahead.
Look at me, Bubba.
All right, I'm looking at you.
You know what?
What, buddy?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
No, are you ready?
I'm ready, baby.
Let's rock and roll. You know what? You know that song, Pearl Jam?
Pearl Jam, yeah.
Are you ready?
What song are you looking for, kid?
The Pearl Jam one?
This is a studio. Let's go.
This guy is radio solid gold. I'll tell you that right now.
He is radio gold.
Now listen, Jennifer.
Whatever. Hey.
See, if I was a girl and I looked like you, man, just on him being so eccentric.
Can I have sex with you, Bubba?
No, I don't want any sex with you, Dennis. I mean,
I just asked.
Jennifer, if I was you and I looked like you, and I was being courted by the Worm, I couldn't get my panties off fast enough just because he's so eccentric and out there.
I guess that's what makes me different.
Well, I mean, you know, but don't be different. Be cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, roll with it.
You like your thing?
I like my panties on.
Right. Now, have you ever been with a black man before? Would this be your first black man?
No comment.
That's a no.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That means that I'm not even cool, huh?
You're coming after somebody.
No. That means this, Dennis. That means this. You ready? That means this. That means either yes, I've been with a lot of black men and I don't want to talk about it, or no, I haven't been, but I'm willing to try and I don't want to talk about it.
You know what? It's a leave commercial.
But
you know what? So either way, honey, are you ready to rock tonight? Or are you ready to roll?
I'm okay.
Are you ready to rock?
I mean, what's your name, sweetheart?
I'm okay.
Jennifer. Now, Jennifer, I mean, obviously,
I'm okay.
Dennis's resume, when it comes to women, is about the strongest I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you'd be an elite company.
Billy, you gotta write it down.
If you were
again,
to, in fact, give it up. You know what I mean?
You know what? Guess what? How about your wife? Three doors down.
Now, Dennis, where do you stand? I mean, you got this lovely blonde on your lap there. And, you know, what are you going to, I mean, you know, are you just, did you hook up with her last night? Did you just meet her last night? What's the deal, Rod?
I like her lips.
I like her lips as well.
Not those.
Okay. Rod, easy. Easy, Rod, easy.
We got time for all that.
Rod, we got.
That was clean, guys. Come on. Guess what, though? South Florida is amazing that I'm in town. It's amazing,
we're
not guys.
We're in Tampa. South Florida's Miami.
I don't care.
You need some more Jägermeister.
No, he doesn't.
More Jäger.
No,
Jäger
no,
and
all,
chicken.
That's all
Jäger
good.
And chicken. Say it, Rod. Jäger and chicken.
Oh, am I? Yes, massa. Yes, massa.
How about some watermelon?
Hold on.
Oh, hello, guy. We need to talk about that one.
Hello, guy. We need to talk about
that.
Hello, guy.
Hello, guy. Come on, guy. Seriously, guy, you know what? Your wife is beautiful as hell.
Right?
I mean, beautiful as hell. My God.
Mm. So anyway, he looks at Brent's screen and goes, come on, guy, that's about as gay as you can get. Talks about Bizarro, Brent's cartoon character. Come on, guy.
Wow.
So, Rod, let's get into some basketball stuff.
Sorry, baby.
Now, Rod, let me ask you a question. You know, you and when you were in the NBA, you were this crazy. I mean, did you ever get any fights, like at clubs or anything? Like, you been in any fights?
No,
you're not much of a fighter, are you?
No, you know what, dude? Seriously, everyone loves my ass. I don't know why. But guess what, though? Tonight.
How about white women?
Wow.
Do you prefer a white woman over a black woman, Rod?
Great. You know what? Yes, I love all women of love. Boom.
Tell us about Carmen Electra.
Carmen?
Now, you were married to her, weren't you, Rod?
Yes, I was.
How long were you married to her, honey?
About 2.5 years.
Was it miserable or was it good?
It was kind of cool.
Was it the best ass you ever had?
What?
Was it the best ass you ever had?
My ass?
No, her. No, I mean, was she good?
Her ass?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's cool. Do it.
No.
Seriously,
Rod, didn't you hook up with Madonna as well?
I'm sorry. You see this ass right here?
Yeah, but that's. Yeah, I see. Yes.
Oh. Wow. Look at this, guys.
Rod, oh, I got to give you credit there.
Rod, tell me.
Stop touching my ass, Dennis.
Worm, tell me about Madonna. Tell me about Madonna.
Madonna's cool. She's cool.
I mean, good and bad, crazy.
They don't do it seriously. You know, they come and go, you know.
Right.
It's all love.
How many times? I mean, was it a lot? A lot?
It was a lot.
A lot.
You know, she's good.
It was when she was in L.A., right? And you were in L.A.
Right.
I mean, once a week, booty call? I mean, was it you calling her calling you?
Well, you know what? I'll do a radio show. It's like your wife's. Every time you go home.
So every time you went back to that area, you guys would hook up.
Oh, all right.
I got you.
No, he knows. He's funny.
Who's funny?
You.
No, you call me. Now, Dennis, how about this?
Okay.
Because, you know, your sexuality, it's all over the place.
Right, right.
I mean, people don't really know what you are.
Well, I think I'm a walking tall black guy, kind of cool.
that's a perfect description.
I'm a walking, talking black guy, kind of cool.
Kind of cool, right? Kind of cool, right?
I mean, have you ever been with a man before?
Who?
Have you ever been with a man before?
It's like a guy?
Yeah, I'm like a guy. I mean, you know.
Oh, you stupid.
I'm just asking, Dennis.
No, seriously, dude. Yeah, I've been with a man. My Floyd Ragland.
No, but not sexually. Not sexually.
No. Sexually, no, bro.
Okay, cool. I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm not gay, man. I'm not gay.
I'm just asking.
I like to think in a theory of gayness.
You like to think gay, but not gay.
Thank you.
Like, think like open, but not follow through on the deal.
Oh, is that cool?
Well, I'm asking.
Because you've been there, right?
No, I'm not. He turned right on me.
You've been there, right?
Turned right on me. Let's talk about some of that. We got a few minutes. Let's talk about some of the guys you played with. Who's your favorite all-time player that you played with, Dennis? On your team.
On my team? Which one? Detroit, or Chicago, San Antonio,
it
Lakers?
It doesn't matter. All time. Was it Jordan? Was it Isaiah?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. And why is the blonde leaving? Why is she leaving? Did I run her off on the gay deal? No, get back.
Can I go home yet?
No. No, you can't. You got to.
When do we leave? Yeah. When did I get done? Okay.
I've been trying to go home since 4 a.m.
Now, Rod, why Jordan? Tell me. I mean, just because
you
of the.
Sit down or something.
Yeah, relax, kidnapping victim.
Now, Rod, why Jordan? Just because of the.
Can I go home yet? That's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, kidnapping victim.
After your boyfriend pays the $10,000 ransom, then you can leave.
Right. No.
Or after Dennis is done with you by noon.
So go ahead.
So like, why Jordan? Why the, you know, just because of the obvious?
No. Seriously, him and Michael, him and Scotty. Oh my God, bro. Those guys are so well grounded, man. Mm-hmm. Wow. And Phil Jackson.
Did Phil Efford ever take you aside and say, Rod, you're off the script, buddy. You got to chill out.
Oh, hello. That kid right there, Floyd Ragland. Yep. Oh my God. Seriously? We're in Sacramento, right? I'm playing a game. It's a true story. Playing a game. This kid right here, boom. I said, get the plane ready. I'm going to get kicked out.
Hold on. You told him, get the plane ready. I'm going to get kicked out.
Oh, I'll get a signal. Boom, I'm going to get kicked out. Watch this.
So hold on. Before the game, you tell him.
Oh, I'll say it.
Fire up the jet.
Fire up the jet, Dennis.
I'm getting yoked out of here.
And you're like, I'm going to get the hell. I'm going to get out.
Oh, please. Seriously. If they tell the real story.
Tell it.
You know, seriously. I say, fire up the jet. I'm getting kicked out. Guess what? I look up in Sacramento, that old stadium they had, that building.
Oh, yeah.
I looked up, boom, in the Raptors, Floyd Ragland, and he's black with green eyes.
Right. And he's there.
Like Tavis Smiley.
He went up there. See, you see it right now, boom. He's there. See, he's live, right?
All
right,
so come on.
And it's amazing. I looked up and said, oh, my God, he's getting his Johnson. He's no shoes. I'm like, what the hell? And all the guys look over and say, oh, look at that. Look at that guy.
No, but hold on. So did you get kicked out that game?
Yes, I did.
What did you do to get kicked out that game? Is that where you threw the ball and hit somebody?
No, my ex-wife was there.
Your ex-wife was there?
Yeah, and I haven't saw my daughter in 11 years, so I had to get kicked out. I couldn't be there.
A premeditated kick out. I don't know if anybody's ever done that.
What did
you do on that instance? Do you remember the game?
I remember the game, yes.
And what did you do to get kicked out?
I said anything I had to do, boom, get out of there. I didn't want to see my ex-wife, my kid.
Hard foul?
Oh, no, I just cussed people out.
And the ref said,
"So you didn't hard foul nobody."
No, I just cussed people out. I walked off, boom, got on a jet, went to Vegas.
Seriously,
straight up.
And that's who you played for. We played for who? Lakers,
Chicago.
And what did Phil say to you? Did you get a call from Phil?
Oh, always.
And what did Phil say to you?
He said one thing. He said, "You know what? You okay?"
Yeah.
I said, "Yes." Are you okay? I say yes. That was it.
I'm okay. That's it.
Oh, there he is.
So hold on. So you get kicked out, you take a jet to Vegas, and Phil Jackson calls you, and he doesn't say, you dumbass. He just says, are you okay?
Oh, watch this. Hello. Hey, Floyd, what did he say?
Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson.
You have practice?
You gonna
be at practice?
What'd you say? What'd he say?
Oh, he's on yellow.
He just tossed him the mic.
Phil said what, Floyd? Did you take the phone call?
No, we were in there asleep. I got to answer the door, right? So Phil said, Floyd, can we cuss?
No, not yet.
He said, Floyd, you look like, you know. He goes, oh, so where's Dennis? I'm like, passed out over there on the floor. So he goes in the living room, looks at Dennis on the floor. He says, so Dennis, you going to be at practice? Dennis goes, F no. He's like, are you going to be at the game? He goes, I'll be there, bro.
This guy here kind of reminds me of Dennis a little bit. A little Jimi Hendrix action. And we're out of here.
Can she go home?